This year marks 5 decades since Congress passed legislation to help protect whales from extinction. The Marine Mammal Protection Act was the result of a movement energized by a 1970s album filled with sounds that most people had never heard before. Songs of the humpback whale became the most popular nature recording in history. Let's hear from the biologist who produced the album as he reflects on its legacy.
I'm Roger Payne. I'm a biologist. I study whales and the oceans and spend a lot of time worrying about the future of the oceans and of life on Earth. The first time I saw a whale up close, I was working at Tufts University, and I heard an announcement that a whale had washed ashore on Revere Beach, and I decided I wanted to see it. By the time I got there, somebody had cut its flukes off, and they were missing. Somebody else had carved their initials in the side of it, and somebody else had stuffed a cigar butt in the blowhole. And I stood looking at this animal. It was perfectly clear to me that nature was under the most appalling assaults, and most people didn't seem to know anything about it. And I thought, what could I do? And I thought, whales, that's what I could do. There was this fellow in Bermuda named Frank Watlington who worked for the Navy doing something secret, and he had heard sounds that he thought were whales, and they were quite elaborate. And so I went with my former wife, Katie Payne, and we got a ride. As we boarded the boat, Frank took us through the engine room and took out of his pocket a tape, a magnetic tape, and walked over to a tape recorder that was in the corner of the room. But there was a generator in the room roaring. I mean, you had to almost shout to be able to be heard above it. And he threaded the tape across the heads of the recorder, and he hit the on switch, and he put some headphones on his head and adjusted the gains. And then, leaning forward and putting the headphones on my head, he said, "I think these are humpback whales," and shouting to be heard over the roar of this thing. And what I heard completely blew my mind. I had never heard anything in nature that was remotely as extraordinary a performance. And it instantly seemed just dead obvious that here, finally, was something that could get enough of the attention of the world and make it possible to get people concerned about whales. People knew at the time that a whale was a big blubbery animal, and that's about it. At the time, we were killing 33,000 large whales, baleen whales, each year. But it was dead obvious that whales were on the brink of extinction. I decided that I wanted to make a record almost at once. What I decide is the world has to hear this. I mean, that's going to make a difference, a huge difference. That record took off, and it became the most successful recording of natural history sounds ever. A lot of people weep when they hear these sounds. It hits them emotionally. And I've never wept when hearing them, but I've come damn close. And I thought to myself, this is how I'm going to spend my life. We're trying to translate whales speak. Do I think it's going to be the same sort of full, rich language that humans have? No, I certainly don't. But I think it will have some very complex and interesting things. I would love to ask them simple things. But I would say, you know, sing. Or, again. Sorry would be a good word to say. And once a whale speaks to humanity, no matter how simple its message, it has a chance, I think, to get the attention of the world in a way that it just desperately needs to have. And once that happens, I think all sorts of change will occur. And once change begins to happen, I've noticed it happens so fast that all you can do is just watch. Once that begins, then I am filled with hope.
Roger Payne, the biologist who produced the groundbreaking album Songs of the Humpback Whale in 1970. This piece was produced by Barbara Moran from our member station, WBUR.